Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When the pain from an old back injury begins to bother him, Charles Neithal turns on a radio transmitter about the size of a package of cigarettes. It sends a message to his brain. The slight signal of the radio beam causes the brain to kick out a dose of a hormone. It effectively blocks the pain and brings relief from a few hours to a period as long as several days. Quote, "It's like someone taking a load off your back. It's just a pleasant feeling of relief," says the salesman who has suffered from a back injury for many years. The process was developed by a Japanese physician, Dr. Yoshio Hosobuchi, a brain surgeon who perfected the procedure of planting a tiny electrode in the brain triggered by a small receiver. Charles Neithal is convinced that it works because he was on crutches and could neither drive nor work until the surgery. Following the implant, he walked with a cane, then went back to work. The electronic implant is one of a variety of scientific advancements which are now able to block pain without suffering devastating side effects which are encountered by drugs or narcotics. "It's been fantastic for me," he said. "It's like someone taking a load off your back." Whenever there is a promise of relief from pain, hearts are gladdened everywhere. Relief from pain is the goal of everybody who hurts. But beyond the displeasure which pain brings, there is a deeper understanding of the issue which may not take away the pain, but it may help you to cope with it better. Dr. Paul Brand was unquestionably one of the 20th century's outstanding surgeons. It was this brilliant doctor who discovered that lepers lost their limbs because they've lost their ability to sense pain. Also, it was he who pioneered resourceful techniques to restore nerves through transplants. Dr. Brand said, quote, "Thank God for inventing pain. It is the paragon of his creative genius." The late professor of medieval English and the great apologist for the faith, C.S. Lewis, called pain God's megaphone. And I believe Lewis is right. However, a megaphone can do one of two things. It can attract or repel. Now, suppose you're lost and wandering in the darkness and somebody's trying to find you, but you can't hear their voice or their plea for you to respond. Then they take a megaphone and they call your name. You strain and ask, "Is help on the way?" And you are finally certain that it is. You heard, even so faintly, the voice of a rescuer calling your name. Pain is often that megaphone, letting us hear God's voice. Yet at the same time, too loud a voice through a megaphone will cause you to flee and run. Pain will never leave you where it finds you. It will either cause you to reach toward God's help, or it will repel you and cause you to flee from Him. When people face pain, almost always their thoughts begin to turn towards God or some religious or metaphysical understanding of pain. As Charles Haddon Spurgeon commented, "When we cannot trace God's hand, we can always trust God's heart." That God, through His grace, can provide healing and relief from the problem of pain is evidence that He delights in providing for our human physical needs. Nevertheless, be very sure, as C.S. Lewis suggested, God can allow pain to serve as His megaphone, letting us hear His voice, assuring us of His care and concern.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.